Proclamation number 7164 of 11th of July, 1958. Significance of the bond with the spiritual realm. Only from the world of the spirit can you humans be offered that which serves the spiritual in you for perfection. The earthly world will never be able to give you food and drink for the soul, but it will only ever provide for the body, which is transient, just as the earthly world is transient. But you, i.e., your soul, will exist eternally. Therefore it can only be nourished with imperishable food and imperishable drink, a nourishment which it can only receive from the imperishable kingdom. But as long as you humans don't want to recognize or acknowledge that something spiritual and imperishable is hidden within you, you will not consider this spiritual substance but only give everything to the body, because its existence cannot be denied. And thus, as long as the human being has no connection with the spiritual kingdom because he does not believe in such a kingdom, only his body will be provided for, yet his soul will go empty-handed and its walk across earth will be completely useless, for it will leave the body in the same condition in which it was when it was born. If only you humans knew or wanted to believe how dreadful it will be for you one day to realize that you have traveled the earthly path in vain and left a privilege unused which could have earned you a glorious life in the spiritual kingdom. Would that you believed that your earthly life is something so significant which is only offered to you once, but that your physical life will pass away like foam if it is only lived out in a purely earthly way. Again and again the spiritual kingdom approaches you, its inhabitants constantly endeavor to make contact with you, again and again they try to influence your thoughts, to turn them towards God, and again they also influence external events in order to achieve this aim. But you humans are completely free beings who may not be forced into thinking and wanting. You have been placed in the midst of the world and must pave your own way out of this earthly world into the spiritual kingdom. You will be helped in every way, but you will not be forced. But because so much is at stake for you during your earthly life, you will also be granted much grace. That is, God will let His love become unusually effective for you by showering you with all kinds of proofs of grace, by giving even if you are not worthy of it. He Himself ensures that ties are established with earth from the spiritual kingdom so that beings of light can express themselves to people in an audible way. And He Himself descends to earth in the Word. He speaks to people in order to facilitate their belief in a spiritual kingdom, in order to influence their souls and provide them with strong nourishment. But He always requires such people who serve Him as mediators, who have already established the bond with Him and with the spiritual kingdom themselves, who therefore receive the gifts of grace directly from Him in order to impart them to still unbelieving people so that they are not subject to any compulsion of faith. Nevertheless, it is a special grace because people's resistance is so great that they are not worthy of receiving grace. But sometimes it is possible to break this resistance and guide people's thinking into the spiritual kingdom. And only then can the soul receive what it urgently needs to mature on this earth. The earthly world and the spiritual kingdom are so far apart from each other that the human being has to take a great step in order to make the change, but he will certainly never regret it, for only now will he fulfill his purpose of earthly life, only now will the soul come into its own, even though the body has to take a back seat. But the entrance into the kingdom of the beyond will be a day of joy for the soul, because it will already find its way around in it and also recognize it as its true home, which it will now also never leave again for eternity. Amen.